Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Ultimate Large Print Dot-to-Dot, for adults' extreme stress, Relieving Puzzles is an adult activity book built around large print connect-the-dots puzzles that range from 150 to 706 dots. Published under Laura Dot-to-Dot Therapy, it belongs to the adult puzzle, relaxation, and creative activity category rather than narrative or instructional nonfiction. Its purpose is practical to give adults a screen-free, low-pressure activity that combines number tracking, visual discovery, and optional coloring. The book presents a variety of images, including landscapes, flowers, animals, outdoor scenes, landmarks, monuments, religious buildings, sculptures, and architecture. Its large print format is intended to reduce eye strain and make the puzzles easier to follow, especially for adults and seniors who prefer clearer numbering. The book also includes an answer key and supports flexible use, allowing readers to begin with simpler images before attempting denser puzzles. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, large print formatting makes complex puzzles more accessible. A defining feature of this book is its large print approach, which matters because adult dot-to-dot puzzles can quickly become difficult to follow when hundreds of numbered points are compressed onto a page. By emphasizing easy-to-read dots and numbering, the book reduces one of the common frustrations of this genre losing place because the visual field is too crowded. This design choice is especially relevant for seniors, adults with mild visual strain, or anyone who wants a puzzle activity that does not feel like a test of eyesight. The large print format does not remove the challenge, since the puzzles still reach up to 7206 dots, but it changes the nature of the challenge. Instead of struggling to identify tiny numbers, the user can focus on sequencing, attention, and the gradual emergence of the image. In adult activity books, accessibility is not merely a convenience. It determines whether the activity remains relaxing over time. This book positions readability as part of the stress relief promise, making the puzzle process smoother without making it childish or overly simple. Secondly, the 115 to 76 dot range creates a gradual difficulty curve. The puzzle range from 150 to 76 dots gives the book a broad difficulty span, which is important for maintaining engagement across different moods and skill levels. A 150 dot puzzle can be completed with relatively light concentration, while a puzzle closer to 726 dots requires sustained attention, careful number tracking, and patience. The book encourages users to skip around and start with easier images, which reflects a practical understanding of how adult puzzle books are often used. People do not always want the hardest challenge first. They may want a short calming task one day and a more demanding project another day. This range also gives the book replay value across multiple sessions, because not every page requires the same amount of time or effort. The progression is not described as a formal curriculum, but it functions as one informally. Users can build confidence by completing lower count puzzles, then move toward denser designs as they become more comfortable with the page layout and numbering system. Thirdly, image variety supports both curiosity and post-puzzle coloring. The book stands out within its category by offering a wide assortment of image subjects, rather than limiting itself to a single theme. Reported themes include landscapes, flowers, animals, outdoor scenes, landmarks, monuments, religious buildings, sculptures, and architecture. This variety matters because dot-to-dot puzzles depend heavily on anticipation the user gradually discovers what the connected lines reveal. When every puzzle belongs to the same narrow category, that sense of discovery can weaken. A broad image mix keeps the activity from becoming visually predictable and allows different users to gravitate toward different subjects. The images are also intended to be colored after completion, which extends the activity beyond number sequencing. In that sense, each page has two phases: first, the analytical task of connecting numbered dots, then the creative task of choosing color and finish. This dual structure makes the book appealing to people who enjoy both puzzles and coloring books. It also gives completed pages a decorative or display value, especially when the final image is visually detailed enough to feel like finished artwork. Fourthly, stress relief comes from structured attention rather than passive distraction. The stress-relieving function of the book comes from the way dot-to-dot puzzles organize attention. Unlike passive entertainment, connecting dots requires the user to stay with a simple sequence, locate the next number, draw a line, and repeat. This repetitive but purposeful action can create a calming rhythm because the task is clear and bounded. The user does not need to invent an image, solve a complex logic problem, or make many decisions. The structure is already present. At the same time, the puzzle is not mindless, especially at higher dot counts. It asks for focus, visual scanning, and patience, which can redirect attention away from everyday worries. The book, therefore, occupies a middle ground between coloring and more demanding puzzle forms. It offers enough structure to be relaxing and enough complexity to keep the mind engaged. its stress relief value is best understood as a practical activity effect, not a clinical claim. The book provides a manageable routine for slowing down, concentrating, and producing a visible result. Lastly, answer key and page design reduce frustration during completion. The inclusion of an answer key at the end is a useful support feature, because high-dot-count puzzles can occasionally become confusing. In a puzzle with several hundred dots, a missed number or accidental line can interrupt the flow and create frustration. An answer key gives users a way to recover without abandoning the page. This is particularly important in a relaxation-oriented book, where the aim is engagement without unnecessary irritation. The reported page design also supports practical use. Each image is printed with a blank sheet following it, helping users remove or work on individual images without worrying as much about damaging the next puzzle. This matters for people who want to color completed images, use heavier coloring tools cautiously, or display finished pages. These production details are not merely decorative. They shape how the book functions as an activity object. A well-designed dot-to-dot book must account for reading numbers, correcting mistakes, completing artwork, and handling pages. This title addresses those needs in a straightforward way. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults who want a calm, tactile activity that combines puzzle solving with simple art making. Seniors, large print users, adult coloring fans, and people who enjoy number-based visual puzzles are especially likely to benefit from its format. Its practical value lies in giving users a structured task that can be completed at different levels of intensity, from shorter 550-dot pages to more demanding designs approaching 7206 dots. Intellectually, it exercises sequencing, visual scanning, concentration, and patience without requiring specialized knowledge. Creatively, it allows finished images to be colored, removed, and potentially displayed, compared with many similar adult dot-to-dot books. It stands out through the combination of large print readability, a wide dot count range, varied image subjects, an answer key, and page handling features that support coloring after completion. It is not designed for readers seeking instruction in drawing technique or advanced puzzle theory. Its strength is more practical. It turns a familiar childhood format into an adult-friendly relaxation tool with enough complexity to remain engaging. For users who want screen-free focus, gentle challenge, and visually satisfying completed pages, it occupies a clear place in the adult activity book category. If you would like to support Lauren Nuthertine-9's dot-to-dot therapy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.